From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We're delighted to have you listening in today. In just a few minutes, you'll hear a message from the Word of God brought by Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues these studies in the life and earthly ministry of Christ, Dr. Cairns concludes a message entitled The Entrance of the King. From Luke's account of the triumphal entry in chapter 19, Dr. Cairns has been presenting the Lord Jesus Christ as the true King of Israel and the only Savior of sinners. Hailed as King during his entry into Jerusalem, Christ was ultimately rejected and crucified. Yet having risen from the dead and defeated Satan, he is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Dr. Cairns will bring the closing portion of this message in a few minutes, but first, in today's hot topic, he reports the appalling story of Christians being arrested for silently praying for homosexuals.
When homosexuals arranged a so-called gay pride event in Wisner Park, Elmira, New York, to celebrate the perverted sodomite lifestyle, a number of people decided to go to the park to pray silently for the participants. They carried no placards, they distributed no literature, they made no noise. Indeed, they did not utter a word, even as they prayed. The event that they attended had been advertised as being open to the public. Everyone was invited. So they went to pray. Their presence drew no disorderly response from the participants in the event. You would think that their action couldn't get them into trouble, especially with the law, but it did. A police sergeant informed the group that they were prohibited from entering the park. She told them that they could not cross the street, enter the park, or share their religion with anyone in the park. When they ignored the female officer's instructions, they were arrested. According to the authorities, the group intended to cause a disturbance. Here's how the assistant police chief, Mike Robertson, defended the arrests. He claimed that the members were accused of a combination of allegations, including the intent to cause a public inconvenience, a disturbance of a meeting of persons, and obstructing vehicular or pedestrian traffic. Remember, they were intending, according to the police, to do all this. The fact that they did not accost one single person or obstruct a single vehicle is conveniently overlooked. There's a serious constitutional issue here. First Amendment rights are at stake. Courts have consistently upheld the right of dissidents to express their disapprobation of an event in a public place so long as they do so in a peaceable manner. What the government has done in this case is to place homosexual events above the Constitution. If the courts uphold the police action and condemn the people who gathered for prayer, freedom of speech for Christians will have suffered a serious setback. These considerations led the American Defense Fund to join the action to support the people who were arrested, and when the trial began in Elmira, the senior legal counsel for the ADF said, "It seems oxymoronic to say that by walking silently in a public park with heads bowed, these people somehow disturbed the peace." From the sit-ins of the 1960s to today, courts have repeatedly ruled that the police cannot arrest those who peacefully express their message in public places. But not, apparently, in Elmira, New York. It's difficult to realize that this sort of thing can happen in America. Having found rights for homosexuals in the Constitution that the framers never dreamed of, sodomite supporters and cooperating police departments are now seeking to silence all opposition, especially from Christians. Place this alongside the attempts to apply hate legislation to any faithful exposition of the text of Scripture against sodomy, and you will see just how far down the slippery slope this great nation has gone. Sodomites are permitted to flaunt their perversion. They are gaining more and more access to public school children via perverted textbooks. They get away with riotous disturbances whenever they confront anyone who repudiates their lifestyle. But their events, flaunting the vilest forms of perversion known to man, must be kept clear from any protest, even if it is only a silent prayer. We stand to lose our First Amendment rights unless the ADF prevails in the Elmira court case. But America stands to lose so much more. This great nation is in danger of sinking in an ocean of moral decadence. We all need to pray, silently or otherwise, no matter the cost.
Be not afraid, for I have redeemed you. Be not afraid, I have called you by name. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the floods, they will not be for you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be consumed. You are mine, you are precious in my sight. Be not afraid, for I am in you. Be not afraid, I have called you by name. I have called you by name.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean very much to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. Recently, in their publication, Major Report, the American Council of Christian Churches evaluated the U.S. Faith and Order Commission 50th anniversary event of the National Council of Churches held at Oberlin College in Ohio in July of last year. For an informative look at how far the ecumenical apostasy of our day is willing to go in disregarding the authority of the Holy Scripture, you need to read this newsletter. A free copy is yours simply by requesting it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and we invite you to join us on our website this week.
Alexander died with his ambitions fulfilled, but his soul unsatisfied, longing for fresh worlds to conquer. The Lord Jesus Christ died, and he saw of the travail of his soul, and he was satisfied. Alexander died, and his kingdom perished forever. Little more than a footnote to the true history of mankind. Christ died, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Alexander led men to perish. Whether you were one of his soldiers following in his footsteps, or whether you were one of his victims in the way of his armies, Alexander led men to perish, and then he led them to perdition. The Lord Jesus Christ leads men to glory. I was talking this week to a friend of mine from my boyhood, teenage days, who just that very day buried his wife after a very painful battle with cancer. And he says as Mita lay in the hospital in Belfast, she could look at those doctors, did, and tell them there is a divine purpose in all this. And I am at perfect peace. Is it any wonder that used to be said in the days of the early Methodists that's true of God's people? They die well. They die well. Why? Because the King, unlike the kings of the earth, and it's not true of Alexander merely, it's true of all the great of the earth. Listen, and I'm not getting into politics, but at the end of the day, while there is a difference from a temporal point of view, at the end of the day, whether you follow a Republican or a Democrat, a Republican or a Royalist, a capitalist or a communist, and I'm not saying they're equivalent in all ways, I'm saying ultimately whether you follow the one or the other, they will lead you to ultimate, utter, eternal, irreversible damnation and destruction. There is one King who takes you from the dunghill and he leads you to glory. This is Christ. This is the revelation of the King. My time is gone. And I will therefore very quickly just encapsulate the last two issues, because really the revelation is the big thing. But according to Matthew 21:9, the people understood to some extent. The King was recognized. Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. The people were moved to confess him as the King, quoting Psalm 118. Hosanna, save now, Lord, I beseech thee. But here's the thing. Moved by the evidence, moved by the circumstances, many of those people recognized Christ for who he was. And if you had stopped them that day and said, is he the King? They'd have said, yes, he's the King of Israel. But they stopped short of receiving him, because the final vision you get as you go 4 days later is of the King rejected. Do you remember Pontius Pilate? And there is irony, divine irony in this record. Pontius Pilate held out Christ and he says, behold the man. And then he said, behold your King. Oh, is there not an echo of that cry that 4 days earlier had reverberated around Jerusalem? Blessed is this King. Now he's saying, behold your King. And what was the answer? We have no king but Caesar. What a reply. What a reply. Away with him. We will not have this man. Crucify him. He said, crucify your King? No, Pilate. Caesar's our King. And they rejected the very King whose name had been lifted up as he rode on the donkey into Jerusalem. And the result was predictable. As Christ had lamented, Jerusalem was destroyed. But that's only a pale shadow of the destruction that awaits all who reject the King. Men and women, I have taken the time this morning to try feebly, but I trust with some measure of clarity, try to show you the revelation of the King. I trust that you've been moved to recognize him. But oh, don't stop there, because you can recognize with your head. You can intellectually agree. He's the King. But listen, it's not with the head that man believes. Oh, the intellect must be instructed. But it's not with the head. This is not an intellectual matter. This is not just something for philosophical argument. Paul says, Romans 10, with the heart man believes. This is a matter of the will, of that citadel of the soul. With the heart man believes unto righteousness. Don't stop short of receiving Christ. If God has spoken to you today about Christ, the King of grace and of glory, the command of Scripture is to receive him. As I've said from the 24th Psalm, swing wide the gates and the King of glory will enter in. Make sure you don't stop short of receiving him. For this King who came the first time is coming back again. Zechariah's prophecy was not exhausted in the first coming of Christ. If you read on to what Zechariah said, he just telescopes the two comings and he points you right to the day of Christ's appearing in all his glory. Men and women, you cannot deny the identity of this King. He is God. He is man. He's the Savior. I think most of you would, at least intellectually, recognize his claims. But will you receive him as your King, your Savior, your Lord? The King laments the folly of sinners who stand outside the kingdom of his grace. Heaven rejoices over every sinner who repents. As Pilate later was to say in those famous words, "What shall I do with Jesus? Just call the Christ." Whatever he meant, you know the meaning for you. What shall I do with Jesus? Will you recognize him? Do you receive him? Receive him and be saved, for the King will enter in. And if the Bible takes so much time to record the entrance of the King into the city that rejected him, how much more does heaven praise the entrance of the King into the heart that receives him? Oh, receive the King, for as many as receive him, to them he gives the power to become the sons of God. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. In a moment this meeting will be over. We'll have no closing hymn, as our time has altogether gone. Let me invite you to think. And think carefully. Don't let anything of the events of today take your mind off the things that really matter. If you're not saved, I want you to think on the person of Christ, on the work of Christ, the King who became the Lamb, the command of Christ, the call of Christ, the invitation of Christ, the promise of Christ. And with that warrant God's word in your hand, cry out to Him for mercy. And if you are saved, you need a fresh glimpse of the King. As I say, in your heart, in your life, in your home, oh, let the King of glory enter. That's what we need. If I can help you to Christ, I'm here as your servant for Jesus' sake. I'd spend all day and all night to see you saved. I can't save you, but I'll tell you of Him who can. Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Come, reason, repent, receive the King.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.